Well, you have made it through the gates. There is no turning back now. Yet you still stride onwards, head held high. There is something admirable about that, or incredibly foolish, but that is yet to be determined. We have made our pact, and I swore to keep you safe. I am a woman of my word, and always will be. True, I am a demon, but I am also a woman. The true first woman in that garden, where the lion lay down with the lamb. And do not forget that fact. No, just stop right there. Yes, I am sure you have questions regarding that place, but I do not want to talk about it. Save your voice and your strength for when you stand before the morning star. Trust me, you will need it. Brace yourself, wanderer. You will hear them soon. There. You hear them, can you not? The uncommitted. The ones who took no side, not good nor evil, but driven by self-preservation, refusing to take a stance, even against something they knew in their hearts was wrong. Cowards. It was pathetic little worms like that that allowed so many horrors to go unchecked in the world. Because they stayed silent when they could have taken action to stop it. Like those fools who took neither side when the Great War began. What war? The only war that mattered. The war that split the world in two. The war that made hell. The war that turned brother against sister. That told them all to choose a side. From soldier to storyteller, everyone had to choose. The ones who did not are here. Do you see them? Wanderer, let me rest my chin on your shoulder and see where I'm pointing. Look to the river and the mist that licks the shore. Do you see those twisted shapes staggering through the mist? Some with the twisted remains of their wings. Others have plucked them to pieces by their own hands. Why would they do that? Do you see those dead trees along the shore, like grasping tendrils of grain white bursting from the stones? Those clusters high in the dead branches are wasp nests, and while the uncommitted angels race ceaselessly along the shore, the wasps are drawn to the sweetness of their heavenly bodies. They burrow among the feathers of their wings, stinging, biting, tearing. And those selfish angels scratch their wounds until they pop and bleed, feeding the maggots and worms that live between the stones of the Acheron. Why are they running? A good question, wanderer. We all have different theories. Some demons think that they have simply gone mad, or they run to find a way of escaping this eternal damnation. I think they do not realize the rebellion of angels is over. It has been an eternity thrice over since then, but they are trapped in the fear of choosing a side, locked in the constant anxiety of choosing whether to stand with your family on a side you do not agree with, or falling from grace for a cause you believe in. You feel sorry for them. That is very kind of you, Wanderer. You have a good heart. Neither of us can begin to understand what that war was like. I was not present for it either. He and I were the afterbirth of that grotesque violence. I see that look. I will not apologize for my vulgar words. This journey is going to bring out a lot of ugly memories. We should keep moving. Those wasps might take a liking to us, and we should not keep the ferryman waiting. Karen, it has been far too long. How have you been?
Easy.
Stoic as always. We need passage across the Acheron. I know you do not allow the living to cross the river, but this wanderer has made a pact with me. You know the strength of that bond, the laws of this perverse kingdom. I may come and go whenever I desire. I just happen to be escorting someone with a little more life in them. They are under my protection and guidance, and you shall grant us passage. Thank you, old friend. Come, wanderer, and keep your hands inside the boat. Sit beside me and rest your head on my lap. It'll be a few hours before we get to the shores of Limbo, and you should try to get some sleep. Once we reach the other side, the great journey will truly begin, and we will not likely have another chance to rest. Do not worry, Wanderer. I will keep watch. The passing souls may try to climb into the boat, and we may catch the attention of some passing devils, but they can see our mark and will not bother us. Hopefully. So rest. Listen to the lapping of the water, and try to ignore the smell of sulfur and salt. Let me comb your hair with my fingers. I know that you love another. This is not about me trying to seduce you. You are under my protection, and I need you to be strong mentally, not just physically and spiritually, because you are going to help me get out of here, and I need you in one piece. Thank you. Now, lie down and try to relax. She does this with you, doesn't she? When you are afraid or uncertain. When the nights are cold and your mind is full of vipers. You miss her very much, I can tell. But just hold on to the love you feel for her, and you will see her again.